Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Lamed Gimel. As we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Chala, third out of five prakim, 49 daf here in Maseches Chala, and we are on Lamed Beis, where we are talking about the definition of a dough. What's the definition of a dough that is Chayev and Chala? So the Mishnah spoke about the topic of Gerera. We learned in the first Mishnah in the Masechta that one needs the flour from one of the five grains in order for it to be a chiyuv challah. If somebody has potato flour and rice flour, they make a nice dough out of it, so then that's not going to be chayiv. But what if one has wheat and rice? That's the case of the Mishnah, wheat and rice. So the Mishnah said it depends what it tastes like. If it tastes like wheat, so then that's chayiv. If it tastes like rice, then that's not chayiv. Again, how do you know what it tastes like? So again, that's the discussion in Yaredeya about here. There's no problem of an isser, right? And Yaredeya talks about if there is an isser that's mixed up with a heter, so taste it. You can't have a Jew taste that. That's a potential problem. So you can have a goy taste it. Could you have stam a goy taste it? Do you need a goy, what's called a kfela, right? An expert taster, baker, a connoisseur of food, in order to taste it, or any. And what if they know that we're relying on them? Right? Does it have to be Messiah Lefitumo? That it just so happens that he's mentioning it. So these are all discussions of the Rishonim about figuring out Lemaisa, does it taste like it? And when once Chazal say they're Shishim. That's what it goes by. 60. So that's an objective way to know the ratios. But in the Rishonim, before we saw, or when the Shishim isn't relevant, or you don't know, so then you have all the questions of taste. A, what about Goy? B, does the Goy have to be an expert? C, does he have to know what you're doing in terms of Mesiach Lefi Tumo versus not? So in any case, the Pashas of the Mishnah is that it just goes by taste. That's it. You don't have to worry about ratios. But we saw a machlokas in the Gemara yesterday, Lamed Beis Mabeis, about maybe not, maybe don't take the Mishnah so literally. It doesn't just mean taste. It also means that you need the requisite amount of wheat, 5 ravaim of wheat. And the chiddush is that if you have 5 ravaim of wheat, then it still goes by taste. Meaning if you don't have 5 ravaim of wheat, then taste is not going to be good enough according to this daya. But if 5 ravaim of wheat are there, so then even if the rove might be ores, but if as long as you have 5 ravaim of wheat and it tastes like wheat, that would be good enough. That would be the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, so we just quoted a machlokas. So now, 4 lines up from the bottom. Reb Yossi, Lamaveis Mabeis. Reb Yossi, Avi Mismach L'Rebbe Zeira. Reb Yossi was supporting Rebbe Zeira. Right, sometimes when you read these, like, who's supporting who? So if you look in the Rosh Sirlio here, Reb Yona, Talmidol Shereb Zeira Haya. Reb Yona was the student of Rebbe Zeira. So Reb Zeira was the older one. Kidda Arminon La'el, like we learned in the first parak, Reb Yona, Reb Yossi, Traveon, B'shem Reb Zeira. They said in the name of Reb Zeira, Gabi Ahiditzan, Meduma Petura, Lakach, Hayu Somcho, Ketalmid, Mishamesh, Larabo. That's why, Baba Kama. That's why he was supporting him, because of like a Talmud supporting a Rav, and he was doing a service. He's doing a service for him as a Talmud does to a Rebbe. So that's why Reb Yossi was supporting Reb Zeira. Now this wasn't just because Reb Zeira needed the support. Mistama, he did need the support, but there is a concept of doing an act of shimush for a Rebbe. Right? That itself is a concept that we find in the like acting like a Talmud. Act like a Talmud. Right? We have that in the beginning of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser in Baba Kama and Dachaf. So there we have the question, what about Zenen of Zelo Chaser, without the details? So one of the Amoram asked the other one. So Amarle, he answers him, L'chi Tashamishli, when you serve me. When you serve me. I'll give you an answer, L'chi Tashamishli. Rashi, Baba Kama, Chafam Abbas. Kisha Tashamsheni Shimush Echad, Omer Lecha. When you service me, then I will tell you the answer. So, shok al sudre karachleis. So what did he do? He took his towel and he carried his towel for him to the mikveh, right? And then he amar lei. And then he gives him the answer. Then he gives him the answer. So you see, there's this act of service that is done. I think the Maariv Chayis makes that comment on that gemara l'chitasham ishli when you serve me. Yanir be'ene haynu mishum shekol melachas she'eved o chayav larabo talmud chayav larabo. Vadin gamkein halomi davar mechaveira zorach legroso rebi alufi umipize heishivli kishetashamish osi v'shimishkal v'tira shatatzorach lulmon mimenizos Maybe it's a little deeper. He's saying, when you look at yourself as a Talmud, right, you can't ask me a question and like look at yourself, you're not open to hear the answer. Right? When you service me, maybe that's creating the Rebbe Talmud. Maybe I'm reading into the Maris Chayis, but maybe he's saying some of this, that it's when you recognize yourself as a Talmud, then you're open and your heart is open and your brain is open to accept and to hear what I'm about to say. You know, sometimes, Talmidim ask, you know, so-and-so, is it worth it to have a certain conversation about something that the person's not really interested in hearing? You know, they're venting and they're asking, they're not really asking. I said, if they're asking a question, if they're making a statement in question form, then there's no reason to talk to them because they're not looking for an answer. If you ask a question, then you can give an answer. But if you're making a statement and you're just saying it in the form of a question as a cover-up, so to speak, then there's no reason to answer. So, looking to Shamishli, when you do a service, so then the Talmud is open to hear it from the Rebbe. And maybe that's the Gedolah Shimushi Yosef Milimuda, the Gemara in the first parak of Brachas, that to act like a Talmud in front of a Rebbe, that itself is something, and to listen, and to be a Talmud even outside of the Beis Medrash, right, doing some type of Shimush, you know, Gedolah Shimusha Yoser Milimudas. That's what the Maris Chayis talks about. And he talks about more ideas in this case. Okay, so anyway, so that's what happened here. Rabbi Yossi is servicing Rabbi Zeira. So Shama Kalei Rabbi Hila, Yosef Amasi, and they heard Rabbi Hila talking and in learning. And Rabbi Hila said the following. Rabbi Hila was one of the shitas that we just had yesterday. Rabbi Hila was the one that said that you need Tom and mamashus and rove even, right? Rove dagon and taima dagon. Rav Huna says no tam even without rove. That was the machlokas between Rav Hila and Rav Huna. So Rav Hila said Rabbi Yochanan amar taima dagon alva bishein ruba dagon. Rabbi Hila quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying tam even without rove. Rabbi Yosi bishein Rabbi Yochanan ashe ruba dagon v'taima dagon. You not only need tam, you need rove. Right, so Rav Zeira heard this version of the machlokas about what Rabbi Yochanan said, and Amar Michlvi Biyadei, he's got it wrong. Flip it. Between Rav Yosi and Rav Hila, and what Rabbi Yochanan said. Simin Avilan, Rav Yosi k'Rav Huna. Right, Rav Yosi said like Rav Huna. Rav Huna on yesterday's daf said Tam even without Dagan. Tom, even without Rove. That's what Rav Huna said, and we say Rav Yosi is like that too. And that was the opposite of how Rav Hila formulated it. So Rav Zira says, no, flip it. Rav Yosi is like Rav Huna we had yesterday, that you only need Tom and not Rove. Okay, we'll go again, Machlokas, and we said maybe it seems to be Machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid, how you paskin in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah and in Hilchos Challah. Okay, we continue. Next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, "Anotol sar miisa shel homer chalasa." So if you remember, in the Mishnah we had, what if somebody the ban on lama bezman aleph yesterday's daf? We said if somebody takes some sourdough that is tevel, it's tevel maybe by mistake, lo homer chalasa, and then I put it into my chulin dough. So now I'm stuck, right? Because what do I do? I want to get out this chulin, so I'm going to just take 1/24th out of this whole dough. No, but a lot of that might be the chulin. You can't be a mafrish ben apater al achiv. See, if I have the sourdough original one that I took it out from, okay, so I can be mafrish from there for everything, for even the sourdough that went into my chulin. But what if I don't have enough? I don't have any more sourdough. I don't have any other tevel to be mafrish. So I have to take from here. I have to take from within here. So the Mishnah said you got to take off a lot. Not just 1/24th of the little sourdough that was tevel, but you have to take off 1/24th mozi chala achas al hakol. You got to be mafresh chala al hakol to make sure that you have 1/24th for the piece that went in. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Boikumi Reb Zeira. So Rabbi Bun Bar Chia asked the following question to Rabbi Zeira, and all the Befarshim on the page have a different shot to what this Gemara is talking about. So we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kadievsky's shot, which is the Groz shot. And that's as follows. Mincha shenis arva bechulin. If you have a mincha, we know a carbon mincha is a carbon of flour and oil, and you also put a little frankincense, lavona on it also. What do? I have different types of minchas about exactly when do you do the kemitza, when do you do the avoda that's parallel to the shechita. Right, the kemitza, I have the flour and the oil, and then a kohen sticks his right hand in, assuming he's a righty. If a kohen's a lefty, that could be a problem itself. The Mishnah talks about that in Maseches Becharos. But the kohen sticks his hand in, and whatever flour is under his middle three fingers, and he wipes it off with the thumb and the pinky, that's the kometz. And what do? You take that kometz, you burn it on the mizbeach, and once that's burned on the mizbeach, the rest of the karmen mincha, the shirayim, are mutter to the male kohanim. Right, that's kachik kachim. So it's only mutter to the male kohanim in the azara. Right, that's the halacha. So that's what you have to do the kometz in order to be matir the shirayim. So what if I have a carbon mincha and I have the flour of the carbon mincha and then it got mixed up into the chulin? I have a lot of flour and I was big, I was going to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, got mixed up. So now I'm stuck. Right, because if it's all totally mixed up and I don't recognize any flour, what's what, then that's it. That's done. There's no way to fix that. But what happens if I have the carbon mincha in the chulin, and this is the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Stipler also understand, you see which part is your flour of the mincha. You see which is the mincha flour. But, you know, you could take a kometz from the part that's for sure mincha. But at the edge, you know, there's some that's not exactly on the border. It's like a mixture. You're not going to know exact about what the shirayim is. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the question here. Am I allowed to do the kometz and be matir the rest b'achila? What's the issue? The issue is, let's see. Mincha shenisarva b'chulin. Let's read the Gemara and then we'll read Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Kometz u'matir shirayim l'achila. Can you do the kemitza and matir the shirayim for achila? So now let's read Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The yesh b'yado likmotz u'lahaktir. You can do the kometz from the mincha, kigon, shemakir es makom ha-mincha b'chulin. You see where the flour is from the karban mincha. Umikom makom, but some of the mincha is mixed in with the shirayim, right at the border, where the edge, where it's touching, it's mixed in. So, mikom makom mixas min ha-mincha nis'arivat she'edo nikar makoma. Mi boile, so the question is, can you do the kometz? Why? What's the issue? The issue is that if you have some shirayim that are missing when you do the kemitza, that might ruin the heter of the shirayim. That is the question. Korei, so and the, let me just finish reading one more line of the Gemara. I didn't read. Amad shirayim liyur alachila. Korei ani aleva noseres ben amincha la'aron levanav? Question mark. Am I going to matir? Is that enough if I do the kometz here? Is that going to matir the shirayim? Back to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Umishum de mincha shechasra shiareha b'shas kemitza. If the mincha, in a regular case, you're trying to be matir the shirayim. If some of the shirayim are lost when you do the kemitza, psula. That's possible because you cannot fulfill the pasuk of what is left. You're missing about something, some of the stuff of what is left. Fanoseres, if you're missing some of the noseres, that's a problem. So here, v'hacha shahashirayim me'uravim. Here, the shirayim, meaning some of the mincha you can take out, but there's some in there that's on the border, as we said, and it's mixed in, and it's batel in the chulin. So do we say, and this is the shayla, do we say it's physically there? So you should say that it's as if all the shirayim are there, so the kometz is matir. Or do you say it's physically there, but it's batel in the chulin? So halachically, it's not there. So maybe the kometz can't be matir, the shirayim. This has to do with our Mishnah, as we'll see. But this is the question of the Gemara according to the Gra and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Again, you have a carbon mincha that got mixed into your flour. Most of the mincha, if it was all totally mixed in, then there's nothing to do. You can't do kemitza on chulin. So that's nothing to talk about. So the assumption has to be that it fell in and you see where it is. Right? It's on a certain part of the pile. You could do the whole kemitza perfectly underneath the three fingers. That's good. But some of the mincha is touching the chulin, and that part you're not going to be able to separate. So it's batel in the chulin. So it's physically there, but it's halachically maybe not there because it's batel. So is that enough to say the shirayim are there for the kometz to matir it? That's the question of the Gemara. Again, kori ani alevan asemer es mincha la'arun levanav. Is that enough to matir it? Kmitza itself creates the heter for the shirayim, and the question is it going to become mutter to eat? And why is it so important for to eat the karban mincha? Okay, so you can't eat it. No, there's a mitzvah. there's a mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos, the Rambam Maaseh Karbanos, Perek Yud, also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Peites, says there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the Kohanim to eat the Karbanos. Right, the Rambam says, Achilas Hachatas Viha Asham Mitzvah Saseh. Eating chatas and anasham is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shene'amar v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, hakonim ochlim v'bailim miskaparim. Quoting Chazal, as part of the kapara is brought about while the kohen eats the karban. That's by a chatas and anasham, when you need kapara. And then the Rambam adds, v'hu adin l'shar kachim, she'ochlan hakonim she'achilas and mitzvah. Also, other karbanos that kohenim eat is also a mitzvah. Clearly, the Rambam here has two tiers. The Rambam says, eating chatas and anasham is a mitzvah zaseh, and you get kapara. And also, if you do other kabbanas, it's a mitzvah. And then the Rambam says in the next halacha, v'chein, interesting. I said the next halacha because it's the next halacha. I remember it was pointed out that I never noticed this before, but they say, I think Professor Weiss quoted this in a shiur, and I did some research, that the Rambam did not separate the halachas into halachas, only into prakim. The Rambam did not do that. About 100 years after the Rambam, my father has very old Rambam, so I found the oldest one that he had, and it was more than 100 years, so it already had the separation of halachas. But in the original Rambam, we're always medayik in what's in the same halacha and different halachas, but that happened 100 years after the Rambam. It was split into halachas. But if you look in the Frankel Rambam, I never read the Akdama until I heard this, in the Akdama he says, if you look, I'm going like the separate halachas, but look at the end of certain halachas, before like halacha base gimel, there's no two dots. If there's no two dots, that means in the original Rambam, it was all one halacha. It was all one paragraph. The Rambam split it up into paragraphs. There were sections. But it wasn't mamish the same as we have halachas. So I'm just looking here. In the end of Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, there's no two dots in the Frankel Rambam. And after Halacha Beis, there's a two dots. And after Halacha Gimel, there's a two dots. But Aleph and Beis then must have been in one paragraph in the Rambam. And the Rambam even has, V'chein achilas shiyarei hamenachas mitzvah saseh. Okay, that was all in one set in the original. But the Rambam says, eating a karban mincha is a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah to eat chatas and the asham, and a mitzvah to eat the leftover mincha. It's clear, Rav Asher Weiss uses this as an example. He quotes many examples, and he wonders why the earlier Achronim didn't say this as clearly as he says it. He says, there's clearly an idea that comes up in the Rambam 10 times. That the Rambam has two tiers of mitzvos within mitzvahs d'oraisa, what he calls nigrar achar hamitzvah, right? The new Minchas Asher is on Chumash. If you look in Dvarim in Simin Mem Beis, that's where Rav Asher Weiss discusses 18 levels of limudim, learning halacha from Torah, mefurish b'Torah, gzeirah shavah, hekish. Asmachta, all the different levels. So one category is nigrar achar hamitzvah, pulled after the mitzvah. So his first example, whenever he talks about this, is this Rambam. Because the Rambam clearly says, it's a mitzvah zaseh to eat chadas and asham. Because you get the kohanim eat and get kapara. And other kapparas are also a mitzvah. So it's included in the mitzvah d'araisa. But it's not the same level. There's two tiers in the mitzvah d'araisa. And you have this in mitzvah zaseh, and you have this in mitzvah lo zaseh. The Rambam says by Baal Tashchas. The Rambam says, it's an issa d'araisa to cut down fruit-bearing trees. And that's an issa d'araisa, and if you do that, you're going to get malchus. And then the Rambam says, and not only that, but any kind of destructive behavior where you destroy things is an isser. And if you do it, you get malchus mardus. So you might say, that means everything besides trees is aser d'rabanan. Because Malchus Mardus usually only means Durabanan. But many say, and the Mefarshim on the Rambam say, no, it sounds like it's Daraisa, but it's not Mefurish Bakra, and therefore it is not going to get Malchus. You need a Beferish Pasuk in order to get Malchus. But again, that's another example. It could be Daraisa. Trees are the most intense, highest level, but the second tier is any other destructive behavior is also Daraisa, so it's not Mefurish Bakra. So again, that's also Nigrar Achar Mitzvah. You have it by the issue of eating blood. There's different levels of blood. Some blood is aser karis. Some blood is aser daraisa without karis. Right? The Mishnayos talk about the difference between dam tavusa and dam evarim, different types of blood. Again, this is part of the mitzvah of achilas kachim. This is where it comes up. That's number one. Number two, there's also kmitza is parallel. We know there are four avodos hadam of a karban. Four avodos hadam. Shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Shechita, I shech the animal, I catch the blood from the neck, that's Kabbalah. I walk the animal to the mizbeach, I walk the blood to the mizbeach, holachas adam, and then zrika. And then I do zrika on the dam. That's the four. Those are the four. The first one can be done by a Yisrael, right? Shechita Ksher Bazar, and Mikabala Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kuhuna. 2, 3, and 4 have to be done by a Kohen. That's not like the four avodos for a bird, for a behema, those for a bird. For a bird, instead of shechita, you have malika, which is differences with the fingernail, and you could use it not with a knife, and you do it from the back of the neck and not from the front of the neck, but malika has to be done by a Kohen. So by those four, right, and you have something instead of a zrika, you have a zaya, you squeeze it out from the neck. So those are the four those all have to be done by a Kohen. And the four parallel by a Karban Mincha also all have to be done by a Kohen. You kemitza, you put it into the kli, and you're makadish of a kli, and then you do the kemitza, and then you're makdu that on the mizbeach. You also have that. Those are also. So the only thing Yisrael is allowed to do is shechita. Right, and you can do other things, like, but besides the avodos that are involved in each one, so only shechita, and also we've discussed in the past, is there a lachachila for a zar to do it? Hey, this is the only thing I can do, so, you know, I'm going to do this one, right? Or maybe there's even a lachachila for a kohen to do it, right? Because even though it's ksheir bizarre, but maybe there's a lachachila for a kohen to do it. I will not do shechita, so I will, Be'ez Hashem, appoint my kohen, and allow him to do it. But anyway, let's get back to our discussion. We could talk more about kmitza, but first let's continue the flow. So, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya asked Rabbi Zeira. So, what's the case? Remember, a Karban Mincha got mixed up in my flour. So, most of it is recognizable. So, I'm going to do the kmitza, but some of the shirayim is mixed into the regular chulin flour. So, it's halachically not there. Maybe. But it physically is there. So is that enough to say the leftovers are there, so when I makter the kibitza, it's going to matir what's left over. So Amar Leh, Reb Zeira answers, we switch the word to vahare, but what about the following? Our Mishnah, vahar v'chi tevel, or this case, before we get to our Mishnah. What about this case? V'chi vahare tevel shenisari b'chulin. If you have tevel that got mixed up into chulin, Kore ani aleha unisati mimenu eschumas Hashem la'aron haKohen. Also for tevel to matir the chulin shebo, right? You're going to take off truma, but you have tevel that got mixed up in chulin. So in that case, if you have tevel that got mixed up into chulin, are you allowed? Let's say, and you have a similar kind of case that some of the tevel is connected to the chulin that fell in, so it's batel, but it's physically there. So is your afrashas truma going to work? So we're going to change the girsa here. We take out the next six words from Amar Leh to She'eno, and we'll go with the other girsa. Va'amrislan, this is Rosor, they were talking. You, what about the case of tevel that got mixed up in chulin? And you told us, va'amrislan, shehu, next line, motzi mimenu alav, v'lo mimenu l'makam achir. And you'd say, we learned in that case, if you have tevel that got mixed up, you can't be mafrish from within the mixture. You can be mafrish for within the mixture for itself. You can't be mafrish from within the mixture for something else. We'll get to why that is. But you can be mafrish. So one second. You're allowed to be mafrish. So in tifshita lecha, if you hold she'eno, switch the girsa, komates umatir, if you say that you can't do kemitza in the Karban Mincha case, then afilu mimenu alav eno motzi, question mark. Or question comma, right? If you say that it's not going to work by kemitza, it shouldn't work here either. But it works here, so it must be that it works by kemitza too. Okay, what are we doing? We're comparing just two cases, same exact type of cases. You have a Karban Mincha that fell into chulin, you have tevel that fell into chulin. By kemitza, by the Karban Mincha, you have to do kemitza. By tevel, you have to do afresh struma. So what did we just say? By the tevel afresh struma case, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do the afresha, and that's going to be matir. Even though some of it's going to be batel in there, it still works. So too, we say by the Karban Mincha case, the komet should work. So even though it is halachically not there, because of bittul, it's physically there. And because it's physically there, that's enough for these halachas. For the komets to matir the rest of the mincha, and for the hafrashas truma to matir the tevel, which turned into chulin. So that is the suggestion. And then the Gemara says, and our Mishnah seems to point in that direction too. Because what about our Mishnah? Masnisa, three lines from the bottom. Masnisa Amra. What did our Mishnah say? Right, what are we commenting on? You have Sa'or that fell in. Sa'or, that's Tevel that fell in. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to take off 120. You don't know, right? You don't know. You don't have anything else. in your house, so you take off 1/24th from the whole mixture. But you're allowed to take off from the within the mixture, even though some of it is the part that's touching is batel. So Matisa Amra, Shu Mosim and all of Ditanina Vimlav, Yosi Chala Achas Alakol. So doesn't our Mishnah prove that too? Our Mishnah proves that even though halachically it's batel, but still it's good enough, and you could say it is physically there. There is a big discussion, which we don't have time to get into now, about bittel in general. Bittel, let's say, remember the case of Yavish B'Yavish. I have one hamburger that got mixed up, one non-kosher hamburger that I mixed up with four kosher hamburgers. So it's batel. It's batel barov, and it's good. It's batel barov. So now all the hamburgers are mutter. So how mutter is it? Says the Rosh in Chulin. Zayin Lama Zayin. Says the Rosh in Chulin, it's mutter for one person to eat them all at once, in one sitting. Meaning, the Rosh's Lashon is, Isser Nefach Leheter. Isser Nefach Leheter. And that's the Rosh. If you look on the Rosh, Brother Rashba says, no way! You can't all eat them at once. The reason you're allowed to eat them is that each time you could say, oh, this must be the mutter one. But if you eat it all in one big sandwich, you don't have that allowance. It's mutter mishum safek, not mutter mishum vadai. So that's the major machlokas. And other Rishonim say, well, even not at the same time, one person can't eat all of them. Right? There's different days. Again, that's in terms of bittul in general. Okay, but let's get back to our case. So our Gemara assumed that even though we brought a raya from the Tevel case to the Karban Mincha case. So now the Gemara says, Amrin less hadad Reb Zeira to Siva Rebbe Bun Barchia. Rebbe Zeira's answer is not a good answer for the question. Why? Because there's a big difference. There's a big difference between the cases. So to understand the difference between the cases, let's just analyze the case that with the halacha that was quoted. Right? What was the halacha quoted? Tevel fell in, so you're allowed to be mafrish from within that tevel on itself, but you can't be mafrish from within that tevel for something else in the house that you need to be mafrish for. Why not? And this is going to help us break the connection. So again, you have tevel that fell into chulin, so you're allowed to be mafrish from within that mixture, but you're not allowed to be mafrish from within that mixture for some other tevel that you have in the house. Why not? Right? Ma bein amotzi mimenu Allah, ma bein amotzi mimenu l'makam acher. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, it's based on, this whole halacha was based on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This is how, again, how Rav Chaim Gadevsky understands the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we know elsewhere, min bemino lo batel. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you have two like things that get mixed in, there's no bittul that takes place. They both coexist. Why? We mentioned the Ran many times. Remember the Ran? Bittul requires a clash. When there's a clash between two different things, then one thing overpowers the other thing and redefines it. But if you have two things, there's no clash. They get along with each other. So then they both coexist. There's no bittul. So look at this, says the Gemara. When I am, let's say it all outside first, and then we'll read the words inside. I have tevel that fell into my mixture. So I'm going to be mafrish from within that mixture. So we learned the halacha back in Trumas. You can't make all your tevel into truma. You got to leave a little bit over. Right? That's the halacha. If you make everything truma, nothing's truma. You have to leave a little bit over. So I have this tevel that fell into chulin. So now, what am I going to do? I'm going to be mafrish, but I have to leave a little bit over. So, if I'm leaving a little bit over, and that little bit left over is going to be chulin. I'm going to be mafrish, 99% I'm going to make shua. I'm a little bit over chulin. So says the Gemara, that's why it's halakhically, it physically is there, and therefore you could say that it's physically there, and even though halakhically it's not there. Why? Because there's a little chulin in there, so it's considered min bemino. There's a little chulin, and it fell into chulin, and that's why halakhically you could say bittul doesn't take place, and it exists. But let's say you want to be mafrish from here onto something else. You're going to have something else in mind. You want to make this whole thing truma. And it's going to matir something else in your house. So then guess what? This is like min b'she'eno mino. And therefore, it's going to be batel. It doesn't exist. And therefore, it's halachically not there. So that's the reason that there's a difference between being mafrish from within it on itself and to be mafrish from within it on something else. You only could say that it exists if there's a min bamino element in this mixture. So the min bamino element in the mixture, if there's going to have to be some chulin left from your tevel, so then it's chulin b'chulin, and therefore it's min bamino eno bato. But if it's going to be mafresh for something else in the house, then you're going to make this whole thing truma, that is totally min b'she'eno mino, truma in chulin, and therefore the whole thing will be batel. That's what the Gemara says. Let's read that. So, b'sha'a shehu motzi mimenu alav, if you're being mafresh from within it on itself, ha'ol ve'ein oso ha'tevel, ra'ui le'he'asos truma kayotzi bo, since that piece, that whole tevel, it can't all be truma, there's going to be a little chulin left in there. Add in a word. Ein chulin shebo mevatlin oso. So the chulin, the larger amount of chulin, is not mevatel, the tevel that fell in, because there's a little bit of chulin in there. So it's min bamino, like Reb Yehuda says, it's not batel. Bishashu most men al makam acher, but if you're being mafresh for some other tevel that you have in the house, ho'el v'oso a tevel roi lehe asos shruma kayotzebo, since that tevel now, if you mean mafresh or something else in the house, then everything that fell into this mixture could be truma, so then, skip the word lo, batel, then it should be batel. Because now it's min b'she'eno mino, and it will be batel. What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? What did Gemara just say? You have to just add in. What does that have to do with mincha? Right? By a carbon mincha, it's for sure there is a carbon mincha could never be chulin. And therefore, it's for sure min b'she'eno mino, and therefore it would lose its status, and therefore maybe there's no shirayim for the kemitza to be matir. Again, Amid Aleph, we asked the question, if you have the carbon mincha that fell into the mixture, can you be mafresh? And then the shirayim are going to be matired. So Rabbi Zeira said, yeah, just like if tevel falls into chulin, you say it's ke'ilu, it's there, so too if the mincha falls into chulin. Says the Gemara now on Amid Beis, don't compare. Because within the world of Rebbe Yehuda, min bamino is batel. So by the case of Tevel, you could have a concept of min bamino not being batel. So it exists. Why? Because you're going to have some chulin in there. So chulin b'chulin. But the current mincha is totally min b'she'eno mino. You have a karbon and chulin. So it's totally two different worlds, and therefore it's min b'she'eno mino, so it could disappear, and the parallel does not exist. So Amud Aleph was, there's a parallel. Amud Beis says, there is no parallel. Again, you just have to add into the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel, and you have to add in the application to the mincha from the case of Tevel. Okay, we'll stop here.